Good afternoon to you, Prof.
Good afternoon, Simon. Hi.
Oh, very good to have you, and I'm always very relieved when we get such a wonderful clear line. Prof, we started speaking yesterday about the fact that maybe there was contradictory advice starting to come out from the authorities as regards wearing masks and gloves.
Yeah.
Do you want to clarify the situation maybe?
Yeah, I'll try and clarify it. There are differing opinions, and it can be a little bit confusing. Maybe I should just start off with talking about the types of masks. There are actually two main types. There's what's called the N95, which is a specialist mask used by healthcare workers. It's not for general use. You have to be trained how to use it, and also it's part of the personal protective equipment of healthcare workers. Then there's the general face mask or surgical mask. In other words, the cloth mask, which is a commonly used mask. I should mention that paper masks really are useless. They shouldn't be used. If you're going to use a mask, it must be a proper surgical or face mask. Now, I think everybody agrees that in two situations, there isn't any conflicting or confusing recommendations in two situations. The one is the obvious one, that's healthcare workers coming into contact with patients, ideally an N95 or a surgical mask. And the other is people that are already infected, to stop those infectious droplets coming out. In other words, to stop it potentially infecting somebody else. So those are two which everybody agrees. I think where the differing opinions come in is universal usage. In other words, is it effective for people that are not infected to protect them against getting infection? And there we have two different kinds of recommendations. The one recommendation really comes from the Far East, where, you know, people have been wearing masks as a cultural thing for many hundreds of years. And it's really a kind of a socially positive thing with people have colds and flus, not to infect other people. So it's very easy to kind of, it was very easy to generalize that to the coronavirus situation. There are some countries there in Central Europe which have also advocated universal usage of masks if you go out in public, and they've kind of distributed masks to the entire population. This is Austria, Czechoslovakia, and one or two other countries.
Yes.
There are now, what is changing, because you must remember that the whole pandemic is evolving, so recommendations do keep changing. And we know, for example, that Israel is now advocating that everybody in public should wear masks. The Center for Disease Control in America seem to also be changing. They'll also be seem to be changing to universal usage. And I know that our ministers also recommend universal usage as well. But I should mention that the other side is that the World Health Organization and countries like the United Kingdom and Germany and other countries, they do not recommend people who are not infected to wear masks. And there are a couple of reasons for that. The one is an obvious reason. They don't want to run on masks, so that there's a shortage of people who do need the masks. That's the one. But there is another reason as well. And that's that people don't wear the mask correctly. If they don't, put all the measures into place that you need to when you're wearing a mask, it can in fact be counterproductive, can increase your chances of getting infected. So if you wear a mask, it's important to wash your hands thoroughly before you put the mask on. The reason for that is that if your hands are contaminated, there's not much point putting it, you know, close to your face where you potentially can get infected. That's obvious. So wash your hands before, put the mask on, and try not to touch the front of the mask. In other words, clip it behind the ears, either with the cloth or with the elastic, tight, and then once it's on, please don't fidget with the mask. Don't, you know, sometimes it gets a bit, you know, don't try and adjust or fiddle, because then, you know, one can then, you know, contaminate one's hands, or one can get air coming, you know, come in. And then when you take off the mask, again, to wash your hands thoroughly, because the front can be potentially infected. But the important thing that I do really want to emphasize is that masks can give a false sense of security. So if you've got a mask to protect yourself, it doesn't mean that you can then let go of social distancing. You must still obey social distancing and try and keep that 6 feet apart from any other individuals, and also, of course, careful hand washing. So if, you know, one for peace of mind, you do want to wear a face mask, that's fine. But I think you must kind of first wash your hands before, wash your hands afterwards, don't fiddle with a mask. Don't fidget with it.
Wow, Prof, and that is 4:30. So thank you so much for that important advice. I did actually post on Facebook the 8 tips that you gave about shopping safely yesterday.
Oh, great.
No, I think it was super useful. Thank you very, very, very much. Prof, that's it for this week. So Shabbat Shalom to you and your family. Thanks. Be safe, be well, and look forward to catching up with you on Monday.
Thank you, and to you and yours.